Welcome, Tale Tellers. I'm back. That's right, stories are back just for you. So why have I been absent? Two reasons. It's been an insane past 2 weeks of work with crazy hours, and then no internet for a couple of days. Yep, my internet was cut due to an internet exchange vandalism of all things. And after a long discussion with my internet provider and some time, it's fixed. So this show is back on the road. I have a lot of people to thank, and I'm thinking of dedicating an entire episode to it at this point. Right now, though, I'm still recovering from my insane hours of work, so I'm going to jump right into today's episode titled You Look Beautiful in Red by OctoZac89. Let's get to it. August 14, 2015. Week 1. My name is Jimmy Harrit. I'm 16, and I have a crush on a girl in my school named Jessica. Every single day I see her, and she's always wearing red somewhere on her body. It's mostly a red sundress, while other days it can be as minuscule as a ruby earring. This diary is going to be weekly, chronicling my progress on making Jessica my girlfriend. August 21, 2015, week 2. The first week of school has officially come and gone. I saw Jessica on Monday, and she was wearing this amazing red dress that came down to her supple calves. I tried talking to her, but after school, I had a meeting with Dr. Foreman, so I couldn't. Damn him. August 28, 2015, week 3. I talked to Jessica. I did it. I skipped my meeting with Dr. Foreman and went after school to talk to her. She was wearing a red bracelet that complemented her pale skin nicely. She's in my social studies class, so I talked about that. Sadly, she had to get picked up early. As she was walking away, I told her, "You look beautiful in red, you know." September 4, 2015, week 4. Jessica has a boyfriend. Rod. What a dumb name. Rod. Of all guys she could pick, she picked him. I hate Rod. While I'm on the subject of hate, I hate Jeff. He always tells me what to do. Like I can be bossed around by an old guy like him. He needs to shut the hell up and stop bossing me around. On the positive side of things, I left a love letter in Jessica's locker to try and win her over. September 11, 2015, week 5. Rod was mad at me. He called me a creep and a freak. I'm the creep? You're the one making out with Jessica in the hallways. He found my letter. He tore it up in front of me. Jessica tried to stop him, but he just pushed her away. I hit him back, which got me suspended for a week. I hate school. I hate Rod. September 18, 2015, week 6. My week off gave me a bunch of free time. It gave me time to do things I needed to do, especially go to the bus stop and watch Jessica. She was wearing her red sundress again. I felt my heart flutter as I watched her walk home. She's so beautiful. She didn't see me though. I didn't expect her to. Not many people look in trees when they walk home. This whole week was awesome, because every day she would walk home wearing something red. And every day, I would bask in her beauty from afar. One day, we interacted. She dropped her book and didn't realize. Her valiant hero, me, came to the rescue. I jumped down from the tree and swooped the book up right behind her. She was scared at first, but I calmed her down. As she walked away, I told her, "You always look beautiful in red." September 25th, 2015, week 7. Jessica was crying today. Rod has been missing since last Thursday. Jeff was laughing at it, but truth be told, I was kind of happy he was gone. I tried talking to Jessica, but she wasn't in the mood to talk. I accepted it and just watched at a distance, admiring the red. October 2nd, 2015, week 8. Jessica was feeling better this week. We could finally talk a little after school on Mondays, since Dr. Foreman hasn't been in his office for weeks. We talked about our upcoming social studies test, which we were both unprepared for. She wants to study with me. We arranged to meet after school next Monday at her house. Jeff butted in and said he was coming. I argued with him, but Jessica didn't seem to mind. October 5, 2015, week 9. I know it's not a week, but our study date was amazing. We studied for hours. I was distracted for half the time, watching her red lips move so delicately when she spoke. Jeff was particularly annoying. He would whisper in my ear to do stupid things when Jessica wasn't looking. I wanted to punch him. As it got late, I had to leave sadly. But, as always, I told her how beautiful she was in red, and she actually said, thanks this time. Progress has been made! October 16, 2015, week 10. Jessica and I arranged for another study session. At my house this time. It's next Monday, so I have to get this place in shape. Mum and Dad don't help. If anything, they make the problem worse. They leave gross stuff all over the place. Ugh. I already told them to stay upstairs. Don't want an incident like Becky last year. That was embarrassing. October 19, 2015, week 11. Our study date was awesome again. She wore her red dress. I didn't get any work done. All I could do was stare at her. She had to run home, so I wrote this really quick. She said she would be back soon. She came back and wasn't wearing red. She's sitting across from me. I hate her. Why isn't she wearing red? She's ugly without it. Ugly. I brought her to my room. She screamed when she saw my parents. They embarrassed me again. Always embarrassing me. Rod came out, which made her start crying. Then Dr. Foreman and Becky. Damn them. Damn them all. Why did they come out? I told them not to. She ran so fast. Jeff caught her for me. All I could do is think about the red dress she was wearing. I grabbed a knife and slowly drug it across her ugly flesh. There it was, like fountains at Heaven's Gate. The beautiful ruby color that I loved for so long washed over the both of us. I told you, Jessica, you're beautiful in red. Your Honor, this was found in the defendant's nightstand. A shocked gasp echoed through the filled seats behind the bars. The judge shifted uncomfortably in his seat, gavel trembling in his right hand.
What else was found in the defendant's home?
He finally asked, dabbing at his sweat with a handkerchief. Coroners reported finding 5 bodies, 2 of which were of the defendant's parents, poorly posed with wooden frames attached to their bodies. Another one, Becky, of which were of the defendant's parents, poorly posed with wooden frames attached to their bodies. Another, one Becky Till, was decomposing for something around 4 months at the time of discovery. Again, wooden puppet frames attached to the corpse. The jury at this time was noticeably ill. 2 more, killed within weeks of discovery. One Dr. Richard Foreman, leading psychologist, was reported missing the week of September 13 to 19 of this year. Along with a 5th body, one Rod Armin, a 16-year-old that attended the same high school as the defendant. The final 2 bodies weren't posed. They were merely shoved in the closet where Becky Till was hidden. The prosecutor huffed and looked straight at Jimmy.
What made you do this, Jimmy?
I'll tell you like I told all of them.
They all looked beautiful in red.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Octozak89, what a fantastic story. I love the story's crescendo, at first appearing to be just a normal kid going after his crush, and then into something quite different. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners called it early as to what the ending could have been, but it's the journey as well, don't forget. I really like the twist at the end. The fact that they were stored away like puppets and the strangeness of the whole situation really enthralled me. Even till the end, Jimmy didn't even show an ounce of remorse, only that his love for the color red is limitless. Thank you so much for listening, you fantastic people, and stay tuned for tomorrow's story, titled The Sunday Paper. Definitely an interesting one. Also, if you get a chance, you can support this channel really easily, and if you haven't skipped this part, thank you. I'm a podcast listener as well, I know how it feels to be asked. But, if you do have time at work or something, give this episode and the channel a like. It really helps. And if you're listening on iTunes, leaving a review is virtual gold. It helps me and authors on here reach more people. And by the way, it's working. You are helping this channel grow. You awesome people. So thank you so much. And if you've got any requests or any stories of your own, send them right to me at storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. You're great. And on that note, you fantastic listeners, it is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.